Today's daf is Erev and daf Memches. Tanya Rabbi Chiya, a body of water in which the tchumen of two different cities end, and a net was placed in the middle to divide between the two tchumens. Rabbi Chiya teaches tzricha mechitza shel barzel afsiko. An iron mechitza has to separate the water on each side if you want to be able to use the water. Mechayich alei Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina laughed at this idea. He thought that it's crazy to say such a thing. So the Gemara says, well, what's so funny about it? What's so strange to say that you need a mechitza shel barzel? So first the Gemara suggests maybe he laughed at the idea that only this water has any tchum, because that assumes like Rabbi Yochum and Nuri that hefker items do have a tchum. Gemara says, no, he wouldn't laugh at that. Mishum deksaver lekula man detani lechumer mechayich alei. Just because you're lenient doesn't mean that someone who's strict has to be mocked and laughed at. So the second suggestion the Gemara has is that he mocks the idea of the water being limited by their own tchum, because we have a brisa that teaches us that naharos hamoshkin and mayanos hanovin, flowing bodies of water, take on the tchum of the person who acquires them. The Gemara rejects that possibility because Rabbi Chiya may have been speaking about standing and not flowing water. Third suggestion, perhaps he was mocking the suggestion that a mechitza shel barzel, an iron fence, would actually keep the water from moving from one side of the lake to the other. The Gemara rejects that possibility because tzarech vein lo takanuka amar. Rabbi Chiya may have just meant that a watertight partition is what would be needed to make it mutter, but there's obviously no such thing as a watertight partition, and therefore you can't make it mutter. Finally, the Gemara suggests that he mocked this brisa because we're so lenient with regard to what's considered a proper mechitza in water. We even allow a mechitza tluya, a hanging mechitza, which allows water to pass under it. So a mechitza of reeds should definitely be good enough. In the Mishnah, both the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda held that a sleeping person doesn't get a full tchum and can only walk 4 amos in whichever direction he chooses. So what's the difference between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda? Difference is, Chum holds he can walk 4 amos in each direction, meaning that he can walk in a space totaling 8 amos by 8 amos, whereas Rabbi Yehuda only allows him to walk a total of 4 amos. So Rava just adds, even though we have this machlokas whether you can walk 4 amos or 8 amos, that's in terms of walking legabe tchum, but in terms of carrying something, he's definitely not allowed to carry more than 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah. Then the Gemara wants to know, where do we find this idea of 4 amos? Where does it come from that he's limited to a space of 4 amos? So the Gemara says, Pasuk Shavuish Tachtav, it implies that he's restricted to the area that's beneath him. The average height of a person is 3 amos. When you account either for his outstretched arms above his head or moving utensils from the feet to the head, the total space is 4 amos. The Gemara concludes that typically we measure the 4 amos based on the length of that individual's arms from elbow to middle finger, with the exception of an average-sized person with unusually short limbs. His amos are measured by standard-sized amos, not by his unusually short arms. Hayushnayim mitzvos amos of shalzeh, the Mishnah mentioned a case, 3 people, each of whom were limited to a space of 4 amos, and the middle person's 4 amos overlap with each of the other 2 people's 4 amos, but the other 2 don't overlap with each other. So the middle guy can share things with the other 2, but the other 2 cannot share with each other. Rabbi Shimon says this is just like 3 chatzeros, when the middle one has separate erevin with each of the other 2, but the other 2 don't have an erev with each other. Carrying is mutter between the outer and middle chatzeros, but not between the 2 outer chatzeros. The Gemara holds that in the case of the chatzeros, you can't even carry between the middle one and the other 2 because of avshi diurin. There are so many people there that it's likely something carried from one to the from one of the outer chatzeros to the middle chatzer will end up getting carried to the other chatzer. So that the shita of the Rabbanon is even more machmir by chatzeros than when it is by individuals who happen to have dalet amos overlap. The Gemara offers 2 explanations as to why the outer chatzeros aren't considered to be joined through the inner one. So first, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kigon shenasam tzaseh ruva bezu ve'ruva bezu." Case might be where both erevin are placed in the outer chatzeros, not in the middle one. So they're not joined in the middle one because that's not where the box of matzahs is. Second suggestion is Rav Sheshes, "Kigon shenasnu b'shnei batim." The erevin may be in the middle chatzer, but they're in 2 different houses in the middle chatzer. And even Beis Hillel, who doesn't require that erevin be in the same kli, he would at least require them to be in the same house if they were to all join together. Then more questions and ultimately explains each of these 2 shitos. Rabbi Yehuda would not say that once the Erev is made between the middle chatzer and one of the outer chatzeros, that any subsequent Erev between the middle chatzer and the other outer chatzer will be made on behalf of both the first chatzer, the first outer chatzer, and the middle chatzer, because from the fact that the first outer chatzer chose to join in the middle chatzer and not with the other outer chatzer, it demonstrates that they have no interest in joining with the other outer chatzer. Rav Sheshes would not assume that the members of the outer chatzeros are considered to be living in the inner chatzer by virtue of their eruv, and the fact that all of the residents of the inner chatzer aren't joined in a single eruv would make it awesome for anybody to carry in the middle chatzer, because we only consider people who have an eruv to be residents of the chatzer when they have an eruv the residents of the chatzar that they have an eruv with, when it means being makil, but not when it means being machmir, not when it means being strict.